Have you been in the grocery store lately? Yeah, it looks like a hurricane is about to hit. Empty shelves, long lines, and sticker shock. Well, Ali Velshi, anchor and economics correspondent for MSNBC, joins us now to talk about why. Hey, Ali.
Hey, Scott. All news is local, by the way. I'm trying to get an order of my Maker's oats, and they've run out, and I asked why, and they said supply chain issues.
That's what we're going to ask about. What is going on here? Is it not enough workers to manufacture and process food, or not enough truckers to deliver it to the store? What?
Well, look, I'm the typical person, right? When I wonder where groceries come from, I think the grocery store, but I don't think about all of the supply chain behind it because we've largely perfected it over the last several decades. But it's basically all of the above. It is workers in stores. It is truckers to get the material to the depots and the grocery stores. It's farms who are experiencing higher costs, including input costs like fertilizer. It's meatpacking plants. It's stuff that we ship from other places. In some cases, it's the packaging into which the food goes. I've spoken to some producers who say, we've got all the food we need. We don't have the boxes. We don't have the little things they go into. So this, look, this is the fixable part of it. Generally speaking, you can fix supply chain issues like this over time. But basically, all of it is contributing to the fact that either you're running out of stuff or things that are available at a higher price than you're used to paying.
Well, researching this, I came across a study suggesting that one of the most vulnerable food sectors is animal slaughtering and processing, so the meat aisle, because it relies a lot on human beings to get the product out the door. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, and you know, the meatpacking industry itself is dominated by a few global companies that are trying to deal with the fact that they ship their products all over the place. Most people don't buy sort of local and organic meat. This is one of the biggest mega industries out there. There is a shortage of slaughterhouse capacity. There's a shortage of workers. And again, it's the same thing, shortage of trucks to transport it. And the other part of it is that wages are up in America and people are at home and there's not a shortage of demand. People want their meat. There's an unusually strong consumer demand for meat, particularly beef right now. People hunkering down at home in winter and they're trying to buy the stuff and the costs are going up. And it's just hard to get this adjusted to the right level. It will happen, but it doesn't happen quickly.
Well, that's what I want to ask you about. On the supply side, I mean, will this get better when COVID gets better? Because a lot of people who quit their jobs in the pandemic, they might never come back.
Yeah, that's right. But because we still are unsure about that, we still have issues with kids and whether they can go to school in person or not, or kids getting sent home. There are a lot of caregivers of kids who are typically women, for instance, who have said, until this is all sorted out and I know that I can go to a job and I don't have to come back to get my kid or take care of them or teach them at home, I'm staying out of the workforce. So there's definitely a deliberate shortage of workers right now. Some of that will get fixed. But again, this is a perfect storm, right? It's truck drivers, it's store workers, it's plant workers, it's slaughterhouse workers. It is actual raw materials. It's even shipping of certain ingredients that are needed that you can't get locally. So we're in the perfect storm. Grocery store CEOs have said at least another 6 weeks or so of this, until things sort themselves out. And that's assuming that Omicron starts to, you know, burn itself out and we don't get yet another wave of a new one. But it'll be a while before we've sorted out these things. And in the meantime, we're either going to have to replace what we normally buy or pay more for what we want.
Yeah. Okay. 6 weeks. All right. March, we'll have dinner together.
That's
Ali
right.
Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thank you.